Penguin Random House Audio presents Wild Country, The World of the Others, by Anne Bishop. Read for you by Alexandra Harris. For Janet Chase and Jana Panacea. Author's note about the story's timeline. If you've listened to Etched in Bone, some of the events in Wild Country will be familiar to you. That's because the timeline of the two stories is intertwined and takes place shortly after the war between humans and the Terra Indigene. A year from now, it would be called the Great Predation. Those terrifying days when the Elementals and the Elders, the Terra Indigene who are Namid's teeth and claws, came out of the Wild Country and brutally thinned the human herds in Thasia. In some cases, they wiped out the entire population of human towns in the Northwest and Midwest in retaliation for the slaughter of the Wolf Guard and other forms of shifters who had kept watch over the human places. Now, with death still fresh in everyone's minds, Terra Indigene and humans alike want to claim those empty places, especially the places of strategic importance. Bennett is one of those places. And the Elders are staying nearby, waiting for the humans to make another mistake, waiting for them to make the last mistake. Chapter 1. Wednesday, Summer 25. Jana Panacea followed the gravel paths through the Memorial Park. There were no cemeteries on the continent of Thasia, no individual gravestones. No family mausoleums unless you were very rich.